Good morning. It is, what is it, 6:56. 6:56 on Monday, August the 26th, 2024. On a mostly cloudy morning here on the Front Range, High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. There's at least two layers of clouds up there that I can see. There's one lower layer that's mostly buttermilk. And then a higher level of rather thick cirrostratus. I think that's what they are. I don't know, it's clouds. There's a layer close and there's a layer farther away, higher up. So yeah, it's before 7 o'clock. The sun's been up about 40 minutes. Came up around 6:20, so yeah, 40 minutes. And I've already baked bread this morning. I was awake at 4:15 and I got the bread out of the fridge early. Started the oven around 5:15. It went in the oven at 5:30. Was out at 5:45, 6:15. Had my breakfast, got my act together, got my shoes on. Good start to the day, and it's going to be a hectic day today. I got all kinds of stuff. I got a schedule. I have a schedule I have to keep today. I mean, a serious schedule. The bread is baked. That's luckily. That's not gonna impact things later. My spousal unit has to go in for some routine blood work, fasting blood work this morning. And not a morning person, shall we say. So I've got an alarm set to remind her, to wake her. In about an hour. And then I've got Wednesday's taxi duty, which is usually in the afternoon. That's going to be this morning. And I'll combine that with a grocery run. So, one trip. Shop in my secondary market, not my primary, but that's all right. It'll do. And then I think the day is mine. I think after that, I'm off until dinner time. I have to figure out something to fix for dinner, but I can deal with that. I had penne rosa with chicken last night. That came out pretty good.
Morning.
Good morning. She's tootling right along. Somebody's doing laundry already this morning. I can smell the dryer sheets. Yesterday was taken up pretty much all day with static web thingies. Dave Slusher recommended 11D, a name that I had seen but hadn't given much thought to. And it's pretty slick. I worked through some tutorials on it to get a handle on how it handled templates. It's pretty clear, and it was pretty easy. I got a website set up and with templates and content and markdown and all the rest in, I don't know, maybe an hour. And I tried it out with my content just to see what it would look like. And the one thing that I want to be able to do is I want to be able to put the previous and next buttons at the bottom of each page. And I need to be able to put previous and next in each file so that I can create that navigation stuff just by putting a page in between two others. And then there's the issue of the table of content that I want to have available in a sidebar, but which for some reason will not load from a markdown file. So I'm not exactly sure why. I mean, it should be a question of just defining the block. I want this block to be table of content. I want this block to be the header. I want this block to be the main post. I want this block to be the footer. And I want to be able to define that in a template so that if I have all of the pieces in the right place, that is, if I have the table of content properly listed out in its own markdown file, I have each file with the appropriate next and previous link in what in markdown is called top front matter, then the template should be able to construct the page and bring in the table of content. And the sort of workaround that I've had to do for both of those engines is to create the table of content in the base template, which is probably more detailed than any of you really give a shit about, but It's been bugging me. And I have one file. For some reason, I have one file that will not link to its markdown. I don't know why. I should play with that and figure it out, because it's an exception to the rule that doesn't sit well. But it's coming along nicely. I've got about half of the test site built. And it looks like it will do what it's supposed to do. I'll have to crack open FTP. I suspect there's a way to deploy using the actual server. I'm not sure what credentials it needs. Something else to look to. But yeah, the website, the static website thing is coming together. It's going to be a good solution to a couple of problems that I've had. Specifically that I have a bunch of static content that I'd like to be made available. But I don't want to have to incur the overhead of another WordPress installation. To make that happen. It's nice cool this morning. The official temperature is 60 degrees. I don't think it's that low. I think it's like 63 or 4 here in the neighborhood. It's cool enough that I'm wearing my sweatshirt, my hoodie, and I have my extra pockets, which is good because I need the extra pockets. I remembered my water bottle this morning. So I didn't spend any time yesterday with Roger. I did the day before. I spent a good amount of time the day before with Roger. And yesterday it was, I just got dug into the coding and just buried myself in coding until the day ran out, basically. Usually make penne alfredo. I made penne rosa last night. It came out really, really nice with chicken, a lot of onion, a lot of garlic, bunch of basil. I could almost taste it. But thanks to Dave Slusher for the tip on 11D. I'm gonna give some serious thought to whether or not I'm actually committed to Zola. I've grown used to Zola, so there's some inertia there. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. I had a disappointing pen. I got a pen the other day. I won the auction. And the image on the nib should have clued me in. I remember looking at that nib thinking, that doesn't look exactly right. It's not. It's not exactly right. It's not even close to being right. One of the tines is exceptionally loose. It will not... I can get it bent down into place, but as soon as I start to write with it, it jumps away again. I'm not sure exactly what the problem is. I suspect that whoever had this pen before dropped it point down onto concrete. It doesn't take much, I guess, to bend the nib. Which is kind of, it was disappointing because it's a Waterman. It's a new one. It's a newer one with a plastic body and a very distinguishing clip that I haven't been able to find anywhere. So I don't know what model it is. So I'm not exactly sure how to change out the nib, assuming I could get a replacement Waterman nib, which would seem would seem like it should be straightforward, but likely isn't. I don't know if I would need a knockout block to punch the feed and section out, which is likely. I don't know. It's beyond my ability to repair at the moment. So unless I'm willing to ship it off and have it repaired, it's going in the future problem bucket as soon as I get it dried out. I rinsed it out, cleaned it up good, and broke out my old Waterman Allure, because I need a pen I can count on, and one that doesn't spew ink everywhere when it writes. I've got some really fun pens though. The Lorelei. I really like the Ligma Lorelei. It's a Chinese pen. It's like writing with a piece of pipe, but it's very stiff. It reminds me a lot of the Cross. I poop on the Chinese pens a lot, but the Wing Sung pens are excellent. I like the Wing Sung pen. Jinhao, not so much. And Lingmo is apparently the one of the parent companies that makes a lot of these branded pens. But I like that pen. It's a nice pen. It works. Writes smooth. Writes clean. It's got a medium nib on it, so it puts a lot of ink on the page. The Estabrook SJ, I've got inked in black ink too. It puts a lot of ink on the page. It's very nice. I love my Estabrooks. I've got a bunch of them now, and I'm going to have to send them all off to have them repaired. Not all of them. I have two that are good. I've picked up two restored ones already. I've got three or four others that need restoration. It'll cost $20, $25, $30 each to get them repaired. I'll collect a bunch of them and send them all off so I don't have to pay for shipping once. I need to find a pen doctor. The Kerfuffalon Mastodon has settled. That's a clever guy on an electric scooter. Zipping along. It's a great way to move around, but I can't help think of what happens if you hit a rough spot in the road or you inadvertently manage to dump yourself into one of the storm grates. The storm grates around here are parallel to the road instead of perpendicular, so that if you hit one on the bike, your wheel falls down between the slots and you stop. Not too awfully surprising. Tedious. I haven't done it yet, but I've come close, and I just can't help but wonder what that sort of last minute squiggle would look like on a scooter, particularly if I wasn't wearing a helmet or arm guards or armor. Anyway, the Mastodon kerfuffle with Zirkus, which is the server that I've been on since 2022, appears to have settled out. The absentee landlord surfaced, assured us all that no, he's still right here. Most of it is running on autopilot, so he doesn't see too much of it on a day-to-day basis. Although he does tend to moderation, and he's recruiting some more people to do moderation with him, for him, to keep the server cleaned up. So that's good. I do have now a second account set up over on indieauthors.social. And I'm also a moderator over there. That's run by my friend Stefan. And I'll have to do something nice for him. Maybe set up some money for him too. For a cool morning, I'm building up a sweat here. It's really a beautiful day. It really is. I'm like, a bit foggy this morning. I'm having me, not the weather. The air is crystal clear this morning. No smoke, no fog. The internal weather is a bit foggy. Which will make navigating all the moving parts here today something of a challenge, I suspect. But I've got alarms set on my phone. As long as I don't ignore them, things should be good. I've got a calendar set to wake my wife. I've got calendar reminders for the... taxi duty later. And, you know, who knows, by this afternoon, with any luck at all, by this afternoon, the dust will all be settled and I'll be able to get on with the day. Back. With the clouds filtering the sunlight, everything is looking particularly green this morning. Very dark greens. It's quite lovely. Quite lovely, really. Alright, there's a car coming up behind me. Which way are you going? Straight through, alright. One more street to cross. And then I'll be home. Yeah, 24 minutes. That's about my limit, I think. I don't know. I may have to check in with the doctor. I don't seem to be able to get much past 24 minutes in the morning. But regardless, neither here nor there, certainly not for today, because tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.